No more my heart shall sob or grieve. My days and nights dissolve in God's own light. Above the toil of life, my soul is a bird of fire winging the infinite. I have known the One and His secret play, and passed beyond the sea of ignorance dream. In tune with Him, I sport and sing. I own the golden eye of the Supreme. Felt. God can be seen. God can be realized. Father, I have seen. No. I have known. No! Father, I have felt. No! Father, I have become. No, no, no. Father, I am. Yes. 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 When you are God realized, you can speak to God face to face, more clearly, more intimately, and more openly than you can to any human being. When you are God realized, you know what God is, what He looks like, what He wills. God realization means self-discovery in the highest sense of the term. One consciously realizes his oneness with God. As long as the seeker remains in ignorance, he feels that God is somebody else who has infinite power, while he, the seeker, is the feeblest person on earth. But the moment he realizes God, he comes to know that he and God are absolutely one in both the inner and the outer life. God realization means one's identification with one's absolute highest self. When one can identify with one's highest self and remain in that consciousness forever, when one can reveal and manifest it at one's own command, that is God realization. What is the final proof of God? It is that you are not afraid of Him. What is the final proof of God? It is that you know that He claims you as His very own, whether you claim Him or not. He leaves all to you and claims you as His very own. The world gives you three frightening secrets. God is stern. God is strict. God is demanding. I give you three illuminating secrets. God is approachable. God is lovable. God is enjoyable. When your mind is calm, God is approachable. When your heart is pure, God is lovable. When your soul is sure, God is enjoyable. As we go high, higher, and highest in our realization of the absolute divine truth, it need not necessarily be towards the impersonal or formless aspect of the divine. It may be towards the supremely personal aspect of God with form, who embodies boundless affection, boundless concern, boundless love, and who has everything for us in infinite measure. My Supreme, I'm able to see you every day. This is indeed not my highest privilege. I'm able to speak to you every day. This is indeed not my highest privilege. I'm able to sit at your feet whenever I want to. This is indeed not my highest privilege. My Supreme, I'm able to kiss the dust of your feet every day, to my heart's content. This is indeed my highest, absolutely highest privilege. My Supreme, when I reached the God realization finish line, you said to me, "My child, I'm extremely happy with you. I'm extremely proud of you. But if you want me to be infinitely more pleased with you and infinitely more proud of you, then you must continue running and reach the God manifestation finish line." My Supreme, my God aspiration has no finish line. My God realization has no finish line. My God revelation has no finish line. My God manifestation has no finish line. My Supreme, you have given me the message of sleepless and breathless self-transcendence. In secrecy, Supreme, I see you. You live in my eyes, in my sleep, in my dreams, in my sweet wakefulness. In the stupendous mirth of life, in the abysmal lap of death, you I behold. Your love play is my world.